Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're listening from. It's your girl Testimony, and we are back with episode 2 of the Hills and Valleys series / season. And this episode, we're going to be talking about regret and procrastination causing delay, right? And you already know, before we get into it, we're going to go ahead and pray and get into the spirit, as always. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day, and I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you have bestowed upon me. And I thank you for the ability and the talent to be able to put this out in a way that others may as well understand and be edified. And Father Lord, I thank you that although things may try to delay us, although there are times we cause our own delay, that you are abundant in grace and your mercy to still bless us, Lord. That you overlook our procrastination and our dwelling in regret, and you pick us up and pull us out, and you are still blessing us, Lord, even when we don't deserve your grace, because there are things that we cause in ourselves. Ooh. And this is why we know you are a merciful God. You are a loving God. You are praiseworthy God. You are Lord, and we just want to thank you. We thank you and we bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all, realize this, that the Lord is good forever and always. In the deepest valleys, and while we are facing the highest, tallest mountains, when we are searching to overcome the hills and the mountains in our path, oh Lord, and it is by the grace of God and by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are able, that we are overcomers, that we have overcome in the spirit and in the flesh. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now you guys, regret, procrastination, and delay. Let's get into it. Ruminating on our past reveals things that we've done and things we could have done better and things we didn't do, which open our being up to regret. And while we ruminate in regret, we end up procrastinating on the things which we are to do and are doing, right? And that in turn results in delay. There's a delay in our accomplishments and the outcomes that we are expecting. Now, let's talk about this for a second. Let's say you have an assignment that's due. Let's say Sunday at 11:59 p.m. That assignment is due, right? Granted, you have also have other assignments that you had been working on through the week. Nonetheless, though, the reason why you didn't get started on this assignment could simply be because of the fact that for you, that might be an easy class, or you have some type of secret weapon to help you overcome this assignment or to help you accomplish this task of an assignment, right? So you leave it. Now, it's Thursday night, and you're just like, man, I still got some more time, right? You're done with all your other assignments, and you're just trying, and now you're just in the state of going over those assignments that you've already submitted, and you're going over them to make sure that everything was up to par, right? And now you're coming across little grammatical errors, or, you know, you're getting new ideas and how you could have done this paragraph a lot better, or how you could have omitted this from this paragraph. Mind you have a whole other assignment that is due on Sunday at 11:59 p.m. All right, cool. You know, Friday comes, school gets out early, you're chilling, it's the Sabbath, praise the Lord, you get to rest, finally a break from the whole entire week. Cool. Saturday night comes. Now, man, it's Saturday night, I'm trying to chill, let me go hang out with my friends, go see a movie, you know, game arcade, do something fun, whatever, right? Or for the lot of our generation, which dabble in clubbing vibes. Y'all, stop going to the club. Stop it. You deserve better than alcohol in your system. Ethanol. Something that goes in your gas tank. Anyways, I digress. So, Saturday night is done, whatever. Sunday comes. Now, this assignment is due at 11:59. It's probably going to take you like maybe 3 to 5 hours to get it done. So if you start this assignment at around like 5 p.m., you can get it done before the due time. But you have things that you need to get done during this little time frame before your start time. So you go, you run the little errands that you have to get done, you know, groceries real quick. You might grab some lunch or something, which I strongly advise against, because brother, sister, that lunch, it can wait too. It can really wait. Nonetheless though, and then now you're sitting here at lunch, catching up with your friends, chit-chatting, this and the third. Okay. 5 o'clock lands. Boom. It's 5 p.m. Probably at this point, you're probably taking a nap. Taking a really sweet nap. Now, mind you, some people nap for like 30 minutes and others nap for like 3 hours. Personally, I am not the 30-minute napper. So now, we're napping for like 2-3 hours. Boom. You wake up, it's like 7, 8. Ah. Okay. This paper is fairly easy. We can get this done. If we can get it done, we have somebody that we know that, you know, is probably going to be willing to help us get through it. But they've probably already done their own paper. Now, here you are. You're typing. You get ready. You're starting this paper. You're typing. You're doing the best that you can. Nonetheless, though, it's 11:58. And 30 seconds in, and you're only like halfway done with it. You have no choice but to turn it in. And let's just add in the fact that this is a paper that, yes, it was due on Sunday, but this Sunday that you're turning it in is an extension from the last date that it was assigned. So now you had grace period, you feel me? And as you turn in that paper, your teacher gives you like a B+ or an A, because you're literally that lit when it comes to writing papers. And for you, that class was fairly easy. Or you might have asked a friend for help and they're that good at, you know, delivering. Boom. So now, here you are with this good grade, honestly. But like, if you were to think about it, you would have done better on that paper if you had started earlier. If you had gotten to it before the due date. I'm not even talking about close to the time that it was due. I'm talking about the day that it was due. It was due that Sunday. You finished all your other assignments like Thursday afternoon. we had time, right? And you got a good grade. You got an A and or B plus on a paper that was only half done. That's a grade you didn't deserve. I didn't deserve. And yet, the teacher, God used that teacher to show grace, to extend grace and bless you with a grade like that. You see? This is why we are to be super grateful, because we don't deserve grace, because this was a situation we brought upon ourselves. Now, there are times we are put in a season of waiting, which we may perceive as delay, but the reality is we're being prepared in our waiting. Just look at Queen Esther. You can confirm this by going to the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 12, where, you know, it talks about the 12-month preparation before she went into the court of the king. And there are times when we have actually brought about our own delay. You know, look at the paper example. And in that valley, we're still receiving blessings that strengthen and encourage us as God is working it all out. Because with that paper example, yes, you turned it in late, Anna. Yes, you turned it in on time. Halfway done, though. That's what the delay is. It was delayed and you only got halfway done. And, you know, God has blessed you with wisdom and capability to strengthen and encourage you. You know, you have a history of, like, getting good grades on your papers because you do the work, right? And God has blessed you with that wisdom and capability to get it done. And He's working things out on the other end with your teacher. Mercy. Now, you didn't get your grade on that paper until the Thursday of that week that you turned it in, right? Now, you understand this teacher to be fairly quick with grading assignments. So now you're experiencing some type of anxiety because you're like, oh my goodness, halfway this, standard there, blah, blah, blah. And you don't have this teacher's class until Friday. Mercy. So now God is working things out on that end with that teacher, as He's seeing, because your teacher sees when you turned it in, and He's seeing what you turned in, right? And God's just like, bless them still. So now, and God is working it all out because He is abundant in grace and lavish with bestowing it upon us, because He loves us unconditionally. Love is real, because love is God. God is love. And when you love unconditionally, mercy, you will look for ways. God will look for ways to get blessings to you so that you don't feel neglected or forgotten or forsaken. Now, mind you, right? I believe it's in, let me see. In Deuteronomy 31:8, it reads, "And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." And that is just for you to have, to expel the anxiety you'd been feeling over what you'd done because of ruminating and procrastinating, right? Now, see, we can't be in two places at once. Because being omnipresent is an attribute that only the Elohim possesses. Only He has the ability to be everywhere at the same time, right? And we are supposed to reach forward. We need to reach forward to those things which are ahead, as it is stated in Philippians 3:13. Because in Christ, the old things have passed away, and all things have been made new, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 5:17. You guys, in Christ, old things have passed away, meaning that we are no longer to dwell on our past or in the past, because there are things that God is doing. There are things ahead of us that we are to reach for, which is, matter of fact, let that be a surprise for you, because it is the kingdom of God that we are to reach for, right? That is the thing that God is doing, that we are to look forward to attain the kingdom of God, for his kingdom come and for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. When we procrastinate, though, we become like the lazy man's soul in Proverbs 13:4, which says, "The lazy man's soul desires and has nothing. But when we diligently seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, our souls will be made rich, and all these things will be added unto us," as is written in Matthew 6:33. And all these things will be added unto us because God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ, as it is written in Philippians 4:19. And need I remind you, the Lord we serve, Jesus Christ, our Lord God, is not a man that he should ever lie, and his word doesn't return to him void. It has not ever done that. It won't ever do it. It cannot and it will not. And he definitely is not starting with you and me, or you or me. Because we're so deeply loved that he gave his only son to be crucified for our sins, to die for our sins, right? To be the ultimate sacrifice so that we may stand blameless before God. And this is why I tread so deeply and heavily on seeking the things that will please God. Granted, I'm imperfect. I'm completely and totally imperfect, because I still deal with things in the physical that, you know, when I look at it and I think about them, just like, dang, like, oh my gosh, I've messed up. I've messed up so bad. Where is God? Like, what am I about to do now? God this, God that. And he's just looking at me like, bro, are you good? Like, are you actually alright? Because I'm not mad at you. Realize God is not mad at us. And we're just out here. And that's like a tactic of the enemy for us to condemn ourselves. Now, mind you, God does not condemn us, but the devil is, and at times he will try to get us to think that we are the ones condemning ourselves. It is so much easier for us to believe things in our head when it sounds like it's coming from us, and it's never from us, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Glory. So with this, I'm closing out, and I just want to pray as we close out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings. And we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And we thank you that in all things that we go through, that you are with us and you are for us and you won't ever leave nor forsake us. And we thank you that even in our waiting, even in what we perceive as delay, you are still blessing us and you are still giving us your grace. You're still bestowing upon us your grace and your mercy and the blessings that you have for us. And we are so very grateful. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done, for the things you are doing, and for the things that you will do that we are yet to see and receive and perceive. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So y'all, with that being said, join us on our next episode. If y'all can guess what it is, let us know. And yeah, always be a blessing and stay blessed. I love you, and Jesus loves you more.